This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You mentioned it earlier. What was your issue with Soto's comments last night about the All-Star game?
I almost forgot about that. I thought obtuse. I thought it missed the mark. Not where you're like, oh, this guy's what a jerk. I'm not saying that. But what he said, for those of you who may have missed it, he was asked about not making the All-Star team, at least as of now, injuries, replacements, whatever. And the first thing he said was, you know, what do you expect? And he went right to the money. Now, I've never begrudged somebody for making money. I'm not trying to take any money out of his pocket. But the thing that I've always kind of associated Juan Soto with, and you know, he's going to wind up being in Queens for a long time, you would imagine, even though we could opt out after 5 years, whatever. He's probably going to stay for a long time. But up until now, he's had a very transient baseball career. He's bounced around, and there's circumstances there. I'm not trying to pin this on him as a bad dude, but I'm sorry, man. When the ticket prices are what they are, and the traffic is what it is, and the tolls, and the gas, and just getting to games, and watching games, and what we do to invest our time to follow these teams, I wouldn't want to hear Aaron Judge say it. I don't want to hear Juan Soto say it. When you're asked about the All-Star team, I don't want to hear about the money. I'm not interested.
But at least he was being honest.
Yeah, I'll give him points for that.
Like, that's who he is.
He's honest. Okay, he's honest. Great.
I'm being honest, too. It's why I predicted he would sign with the Mets, because he was going to take the most money.
You always said that. You nailed that one.
And because we knew that's how he operated since a young kid with the Nationals. Here's the quote, in case you missed it yesterday. I guess he was asked just about. Go ahead, Off. You have the whole thing
Would you have liked to make the All-Star team?
What do you think?
I don't know. Some people want to take vacation.
I mean, I think it's a lot of money on the table if I make it.
Now, my issue, I respect him for being honest. Go get that money. Go get that money.
You already got the money.
Right, now, here's my issue.
You get enough?
Do you know how much money it is?
I think I wrote $25,000,
$35,000. I thought it was $100,000.
It could be.
I'm pretty sure I saw this morning that it was $100,000.
Dude, it's lint and it's a few pennies pocket change, which is, I mean, for him.
And I would say, like, well, he'd give it to his family, but, you know, obviously that's already worked into his contract with the Mets. His family's being taken care of in some ways. So
100%.
I don't have a problem with it. I love him. I love him, the player. I love his attitude. I love his makeup. So I got to take everything that comes of that. I could see how certain people would be turned off by it, but at least he's being honest and not pretending that it's not about the money. Because how many years have we got on athletes for saying, well, it's not about the money? No, it's always about the money. And at least with Juan Soto, you know It was predictable. It was about the money. Even with the All-Star, there's a lot of money on the table. He's losing out on
$100K. I've always appreciated transparency. One of the things, especially now where, you know, people, if you slip and say the wrong thing, you get canceled, you get buried.
Yeah.
I mean, I love somebody being honest, but I don't love him being that honest here. And I got to tell you, the more I think about this, right? So we talked about this yesterday. Like, how was Juan Soto, even though he didn't start out great, I get that. But for this month, player of the month, what he did, he's supposed to be at the All-Star game. I'm happy he's not at the All-Star game now, because that just showed us that the All-Star game doesn't mean anything to him. He has no interest. And like, when I was a kid, what I loved more than anything about the All-Star game is seeing, I still love it in the playoffs too, and I still love it now with the All-Star game. But I mean, when I was young and impressionable, like a lot of kids out there now, watching all the players, not just Mattingly and Hernandez and Winfield and Gary Carter, but the George Bretts and the Steve Garveys and the guys like that. I loved seeing them run out, tip their cap, you know, with representing their team, representing their sport, representing their city. And this guy, based on his answer, I can only respond to his answer, is basically telling the fans, I got no interest. Like, the game means nothing to me. And by extension, you mean nothing to me. He is all about the money, and that's fine. And he's a great hitter, and he's a really good player. But to me, that was a telling answer. And I hope nobody gets hurt. I hope he doesn't go to the All-Star game. He'll want to be there.
How do you think it goes over in the clubhouse?
I think that I don't think that he's had most amazing relationships in prior clubhouses. I know San Diego was messy, but I don't know, and I'm not going to say it's all his fault. It doesn't seem like Aaron Judge went out of his way at all, which I kind of wish he did to an extent. I said that in real time. Doesn't seem like the Yankees really kept tabs on him, like, you staying, you going, what's going on, buddy? We almost won a World Series together. You going to stick around? Like, I just feel like he is his own singular entity, which, if you get the massive production, is acceptable. I'm just saying there are certain players, certainly like Judge, lesser extent like Lindor, like Pete, who give you the production and then give you the fact, or at least the sense, that they enjoy being a Major League Baseball player. And in this case, Juan Soto enjoys wearing a blue Mets cap with orange lettering. Like, that was a missed opportunity, Sal. That's your chance to further ingratiate yourself. Yeah, not only did I pick you over the Yankees, but man, damn it, of course I want to be there with my boys. We have special, now I'm putting words in his mouth. This is what I would say. Yeah, I want to be there. Anytime I get a chance to showcase my skills and be with a couple of teammates as we pursue a World Series, the biggest stage of the sport with the best fans of the sport. I don't know, how about be a little bit of a leader for the sport instead of an individual, which he's always been. I got news for everybody. He will always be that guy. So as long as he's got a 920 OPS and the Mets are winning, everything's good. The first time, and it's not going to happen for Wall because he's still in his prime, the first time the Mets start to sink, the first time Soto has an ass season and not just an ass 2 months, that personality going to rub a lot of people the wrong way.
Yeah, and maybe it does now, but that's him. And that's why I love him. I'd rather that than the canned BS. Now, I at my core believe that when Pete Alonso gets selected to an All-Star game, he's legit happy to be an All-Star.
So do I.
I don't. Now, I'm sure the money is a part of that, and they're excited about it. I never once in my life as a baseball fan did I think about money and All-Star
games. Me neither. Just World Series shares. I didn't even know that they got it, frankly.
I'm sure whatever they got bonuses, but like $100,000. My follow-up to Soto there would have been like, ha-ha, yeah, that's funny. It's a lot of money. What is it exactly? Oh, $100,000. Juan, what is that, like a penny? $100,000? You just made $765 million. What's $100,000 to you? Like,
so you agree with me?
No, I would have followed up by saying that's $100,000 means more to you than making the team. I just would have. Somebody should have asked him the question. Yeah. I respect him for being honest. That's who he is, and I love him for it. So go ahead. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious how, like, if it were $500,000 even or $1 million, I could at least make an excuse. $100,000 to a guy who just signed a $765 million contract is worthless. There's no way. I don't think that Lindor or Alonso, even with their far lesser contracts, care about the $100,000 if it's in their contract or whatever. I think it's more about
the honor
or their place in history.
I agree.
We talked about it with Lindor, how he got snubbed the last 2 years. It's going to hurt him when people look
Hall
at the baseball reference.
Yeah. I'm with
I thought for sure that would be Soto's primary thing because he does care about being the greatest player ever. Like, that's what he wants to do, be an all-time great. Well, having more all-star appearances goes a long way. The fact that he would correlate the money to that was surprising. I don't care. I love him, and I'm glad he's him and that robot attitude, individualist, whatever. That's what got him here. That's what makes him great, so I'm all for it. But I found it surprising that that's where you would reference money, and for that amount of money.
So you do feel me on a level here. Like, now, that robotic approach serves him very well when he's in the batter's box and he's staring down somebody 60 feet, 6 inches away doing his craft. But that's what, and won't be this year, might not be next, like, it might be 3, 4, 5 years down the road. The Mets are going to have a less than season, and he's going to have a less than year. Simultaneously, at some point, that's going to happen to Juan Soto as a Met. And at that point, Pete will probably be gone. Lindor will be too old, or at least physically diminished, where he can't assume all the burden. And people are going to look to Juan Soto to explain, contextualize, give us a sense of the clubhouse. And if you get that, like, and I'm just going to make up a question. Let's say the Mets are, I don't know, 37 and 49 in the year 2027 or 2028, and they haven't won a World Series since. Just a couple of assumptions here, but I just want this is going to resonate in a bad way with Met fans, and I don't blame you. You know, Juan, I mean, listen, you've had a couple of really good seasons since you came here. You haven't yet won the championship. Things are really going off the rails this year. You know, what do you tell the Met fan right now who's wondering where this team is going to go? I can promise you he's not going to give you anything more than a canned, well, you know, we're going to try. And there are times where you need more than that, even if you got to fake it.
But we've already experienced that in the first 2 months of his Mets career this year.
Yeah, but it's different because, number one, the Mets were winning. Number two, he just got here. Number three, we're still learning his personality. Even though he was with the Yankees a year ago.
He's still the same guy, though, BT. That's just how he is.
I know, Sal, but it's not a problem until it becomes one.
Skipping out on the media at times.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's just...
I know.
Or the whatever, the lack of hustle stuff and not wanting to face the music on
lack
that.
Lack of hustle a couple times. Yeah, exactly.
But it's already happened.
But they were winning. And then he backed it up with a sick month. So you gotta lay out a little bit here. To me, that, and again, I don't want to make this life and death World War III, but there is a responsibility. And I've felt this way since I was six, when I didn't really understand the depth of what I thought, more just looking up to these guys. But certainly now as a dad, as an adult in my early 50s, like, it's not just a correlation to money, but you are a bastion for a lot of people and an ambassador for the sport. And for you to take a pass, even if it's just give us a crumb. Like, of course I love to be an all-star. It's the best players in the world. And, you know, I love to my first year at the Mets represent, but I can't control it. That's it. That's all you got to say. The money?
I just want authenticity from everybody. That's part of why I didn't love the Mike Brown stuff yesterday. I didn't think that it was authentic with him. I thought he was saying what people wanted to hear and didn't really have an authentic plan or was afraid to be his true self. Whereas with Tibbs, he's authentic. What you see is what you get. I respect it. With Juan Soto, what you see is what you get. I'm not sure if Francisco Lindor has been authentic. He wasn't authentic with us. We had him on.
Yeah.
I teed him up for a layup. Hey, man, you're at a great spot now, as great a spot as any player has been with the fan base, with the Mets fan base, after a rough go to start. What's that like? And he didn't acknowledge it was a rough go, which we all lived through it. I mean, he was booing fans with the thumbs down thing. Like, the fact that he wasn't authentic, that turned me off in that moment. Now, he doesn't have to answer to us, and he can do whatever he wants, and he's a great player, and that's all that matters. I respect the authenticity of Soto. So I was surprised and don't really understand how somebody that rich could care that much about $100,000 as opposed to the honor of being an all-star or the legacy or being whatever it may be. I was surprised, but at least he was authentic to who he is. And if that rubs people the wrong way, tough, because he's that good that you better be willing to deal with.
Well, here's the other thing, too. Like, you know, if he doesn't care about the All-Star game, I can promise you deep down, he doesn't really care about being a Met. And as the quicker that the Met fan can reconcile, now it doesn't matter, he's here.
Doesn't matter.
And
just like he didn't
him.
Care about being a Yankee.
I agree. I totally agree. Didn't care about being a Yankee.
A lot of people wanted to believe it. All the pinstripes and the Yankee.
No, meant nothing.
Didn't care.
I was getting ready to, but you know, I would take the hook a little bit. I was swimming around. I was thinking about taking it. But the thing, too, about Lindor, back to him for a second, like, I can't prove this. I would have to think, Sal, on some level, Lindor, either read or a buddy sent them a clip or some things that emanated from this show, I would think on some level. So maybe he came in with his, like, let's face it, when it comes to Pete Lindor and the Mets, there's been a lot of things from our show.
I understand, but I don't believe that. It may be the case.
I do. Okay. I can't prove it. Yeah. I do. But what I do know, and even if that's not the case, that's fine. But I think it may have been. But there's been enough moments of such genuine transparency from Francisco Lindor during downtimes where I've watched this man stand at his locker and take the thumb and stick it in his chest. And you know that Lindor wants to do great for the Met fan. You know that Lindor has grown loving to be a New York Met and trying to elevate them. Hey, you're never going to get that from Soto. And as long as that OPS is 950, that's cool. When it's not, that's where it's going to be an issue.
And ultimately, his legacy is going to come down to if they win a championship or not. That's what he's here for, to at least win one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I wonder if, because he's making $70 million a year, the players were like, you don't need $100,000. I'm not voting you into the All-Star game.
You think some players could have looked at that as a tie-break stuff?
I mean, why not? I mean, it's just interesting to think about. Now, again, he's joking about the money. because it is a rounding error given the value of his contract.
Yeah.
But it's still interesting that he brings up money, and money might have been one of the reasons that he didn't get into the All-Star game.
See, here's the way I viewed it. While I agree that was tongue-in-cheek, I do think there's some truth to it, too. I do think his first thought after making it was, damn, that's a missed bonus I could have made. And I say it to say, I don't blame Juan Soto if that's his first thought after not making the All-Star game. Dude, when you sign that, by the way, all the contract details are still fresh in Juan Soto's head. He went through this.
All-Star, Gold Glove, Hank Aaron, all MLB are $100,000 buzzer.
Which, again, for all he makes, does he really need the extra $100,000? Still $100,000.
That's $100,000.
I don't blame
it's a new car.
I do not blame Juan Soto for being tongue in cheek, for being honest. Mm-hmm. I don't blame him at all for looking at the financial aspect of it. But the only thing I keep coming back to is the contract's done. He's a New York Met.
Yeah.
But can we all finally agree to cut the crap that Juan Soto wanted to be a Met because of the family dynamic? If Juan Soto's first thought, tongue-in-cheek or not, is that he would have hit this bonus for making the All-Star game, maybe he got Scott Boras and it's just ingrained in his mind, Juan Soto cares about every last dollar. And I am not saying that is a bad thing. He has every right to care about it. But it was never about the Mets and the family dynamic. It was about every last dollar that went in his pocket.
Well, that tells you.
That tells you.
And we knew that.
And again, it doesn't matter because he's a Met. No. It doesn't matter. And he's going to be a Met. He's going to be a great Met. He's going to make a million All-Star teams. And he's going to get all those bonuses. But we all now can finally come to the mutual understanding and agreement. This isn't a ha-ha, he preferred Queens over the Bronx thing. It's a ha-ha, we had more money to spend than you think.
And more incentives to give you than the Yankees did. Because the Yankees felt like they were up against their limit.
Right.
And then all these other things that got added on, because there's MVP bonuses as well, $500,000 for his first one, a million if it's more than one, $350,000, all these things. There's no deferrals. The signing bonus was massive, $75 million that he got right away, which is relatively a new phenomenon in baseball.
Yeah.
They don't give signing bonuses like the NFL does.
But it's another way to not have the deferred money and all of
that. So it just, I mean, it made sense.
It does. And I just go back to the times where we debated on this show with Tommy, with Evan, and there was remember, the Mets had the fun vibes, and it's the Mets locker room, and look at the family dynamic and how much that played a part in it. And I'm sure, a lot of that stuff adds on and helps, but it was always about the money for Juan Soto. It's always been about the money for Juan Soto. That's Juan Soto's number one priority, is making the money, and I can't fault them for that.
What were the Yankees offering? A pennant and mugs? Signed baseballs? They were offering money, too.
Yeah.
They didn't offer more.
Just not. They were whatever it was. $70 million.
Okay.
Whatever.
But
it was probably the signing bonus. It was probably the signing bonus more.
Yeah.
Well, semantics. But he picked the Mets because
in the suite is money.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Right. But he liked the future of the Mets more than the Yankees.
No, he didn't. It had nothing to do with the future.
The fact that Juan Soto made, which was to me obviously a joke, which Tiki alluded to, he's joking. You can see on his face that he knows how much money he makes, and he's joking about the money that he left on the table here. That's number one. Number two.
There's a truth behind every joke.
Everybody's like, well, he's making $765 million. The guy didn't get a brown paper bag with $765 million.
But he did get a brown paper bag with $75
million. Okay, but you know what? If I make, show me the richest person on the planet. If they could get $100,000 more, they want that $100,000 more.
No kidding.
Right.
I'm not blaming him for that. My point is, it's the first thing on his mind. He cares about the money.
Well, what would you have liked? Okay, so let's role play. I'll be the reporter and you be Juan Soto. Hey, Juan, you didn't make the All-Star team. Your thoughts?
Well, I get a couple days off to refresh, regroup, and let's get ready for the second half stretch.
Right.
Let them have fun down there.
Okay, then Sports Talk Radio would be, do you believe this guy is making all this money and halfway through the year he needs a rest?
Okay, you're a Met fan. Do you care if he's in the All-Star game?
He should be in the All-Star game.
I understand that, but you care that he's not in the All-Star game.
I personally don't care.
Right. Do you care that Pete Alonso decided not to do the home run derby?
Thank you.
And you know why you don't care? Because he said, I want to rest.
That was what I was going to talk about. Nobody killed Pete Alonso for that. We all actually praised him for it.
Right, but what is he, so how's he resting?
Sean's answer is correct. He's not playing baseball. He's chilling. And hanging out with his very pregnant wife, who has a compromising due date.
I don't blame him for wanting the money. But I'm saying if he answered it that way, you're saying he would have got crushed for that, that he didn't care.
No,
I think it would have been the opposite. It would have been like, that's what I'm talking about.
No, yes. I just think that it's, I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it. Yankee fans are just, you know, another log on the fire here. First, it's, oh, he's not an all-star. So that's the new goalpost. Well, he didn't even make the all-star team this year. Well, he has all-star numbers. He should have been an all-star. He is an all-star.
Yeah.
And now they're going to point to this going, see, he's selfish. He only cares about the money. Did I not just see how the way the Yankees have conducted their business the last 40 years?
Yeah. They, guess what?
They don't have a GoFundMe account to sign free agents. They throw a lot of money around, too. And when guys take the money for them, it's okay. But when a guy is perceived to have taken the money for the Mets, it's all about, oh, he's selfish. Tommy. He only cares about the money.
Tommy, when the Yankees signed Gerrit Cole and we talked about how he was a lifelong Yankee fan, what was the real reason that Gerrit Cole signed with the Yankees? The money. What was the reason Jason Giambi signed?
But everybody made that Fugazi sign that he had. Exactly. That was when he was a kid. Everybody thought it was the same sign. Everybody went nuts over that.
We did. Yeah,
in a good way.
Because you like all that stuff. But deep down, every Yankee fan knows the reason the Yankees signed guys in the past and signed, was because of the money. And we never denied that. In fact, we're still mad now that they won't spend every last dollar because we know that's what it takes.
Yeah.
That's my only point. The Mets fans now are going to live in this new world, and you guys deserve it because you lived through poor ownership and all of that, where you should have an owner that wants to spend every last dollar to make you better. But if you're going to live in that world, don't live in the clouds. Live in the acknowledgement the Yankee fans have lived in it. Guys sign with you because they're getting the best offer and the best money, and Juan Soto has told us
that. But this idea that Juan Soto only cares about money is,
I don't think that's true.
Not only, but it's his number one priority.
Is it?
It's the first thing he thought about.
Yeah.
It's the first thing he joked about.
Juan Soto, who I think puts more thought and effort into hitting and his approach and taking pitches and just being a great hitter, he's won a World Series. He's gotten to another World Series. This idea that all he cares about is money. When you are at the height of your profession, yes, you want to be compensated for that.
Are you listening?
No, I am.
He's
and what I hear
about
is
how he wants to say.
Exactly.
He's talking about what he's hearing, not what you're
for
saying.
For the fourth time in the last 6 minutes.
Okay.
Money is not the only thing Juan Soto cares about. He does care about being great. He does care about making World Series. Juan Soto's first thought is about money. His first thought this offseason was about money. His first thought when asked about this was to make a joke about money.
But that's not his first thought. He's already known for a couple days that he wasn't on the All-Star team. It was his first time he was asked about it, but it wasn't his first thought.
So, joking or not, why was that his first comment?
I don't know. Because he knows he's making all this money. So he figured, I'll try to be a little cheeky here. I'll be a little funny.
Why do you care so much about defending this guy? It's not even
because Juan Soto witch hunt that has taken place from your fan base, to me, is the downfall of the Yankee fan base. I mean, it has absolutely reached levels. Witch hunt of, well, you want to go through him? You want to go just through yours alone?
I personally don't, but you
said
go
he
for
quit
it.
On a baseball field in Boston, and then he's hit about 400 since then.
I think he had a moment there.
Maybe it was a wake-up call.
Maybe it was a wake-up call, yeah.
He only smiles when he's around Aaron Judge.
Yeah, he took some time mentally, I think, to get over it.
He misses the Yankees.
He started playing well. That's why he started playing.
I think he did miss the Yankees.
The only reason he signed with the Mets is because his mother wants to go to Bloomingdale's with Steve Cohen's wife. That's another doozy. Look, we could put that one up there. We could hang that on the mantle after Juan Soto wins, you know, 3 World Series with the Mets, and Yankee fans could, you know.
Did he sign with the Mets because they had a big purple glob throw at a first pitch last year and had a song
written
about
him? Obviously, it has to do with Grimace, but it has to do
with... Or did he sign with them because they offered him the most money?
He signed with them because of the vibes, because of the atmosphere, because of the future, because of the way that the Mets conduct their business. And that's a place that he signed the 15-year deal. You're marrying the Mets. So he was more comfortable.
And why do you have that option after 3 years?
No, I think it's after 5, first of all. you don't sign a prenup, you better. So, I mean, things happen, but... I think that Juan Soto liked what was going on in Queens more than the Bronx. And now, since then, the Yankee talking heads, the mouthpieces, and the fans have gone on an absolute witch hunt where we analyze and psychoanalyze everything this guy says, and we twist it to fit their narrative, which is you were left at the altar. You were, for once, a guy said, you know what, I don't want to go to your team or I don't want to stay with your team, and I want to sign with the Mets.
Because
and that
they
rocked the foundation.
Yeah, because they offered more money, and we knew that that was why, and this is us just proving... That's why. And that's all. And I credit Juan Soto for that. I'm proud of Juan Soto for admitting it. He should. So clap it up for Juan Soto. He's not an all-star. He will be an all-star plenty of times for the Mets. He wanted the money. And I credit him for just being honest for once and admitting it. I love when they admit it. 888-808-1019. Tony in Long Beach. Tony, what's up?
Hey, I agree with everything that's being said in terms of Juan Soto, but you guys, you got it all wrong in terms of what he said. His first thought actually was, when he was asked the question, was, what do you think? I want to be an all-star. Of course I want to be an all-star. It wasn't about the money. It's about the fact that he deserves to be an all-star and he feels like it.
Tony.
That's number one.
Tony, yeah. You are so backwards in that. What do you think? I want to be an all-star because I would get my bonus.
No, it wasn't because of the bonus, because he doesn't need the money. He doesn't need the money. Like Tiki said, it's a rounding error. It's not about the money. It's okay. About the fact
even though he
that
said
he
it, but go
get
ahead.
What he deserves, number one. Number two, for a Yankee troll like you, it's perfect because it feeds into your little story about him not wanting to, wanting to be a Met only for the money, because you're still butthurt that he chose somebody else. You're like the jilted ex-girlfriend.
Tony, I'm
that
not.
Was left
Tony,
behind.
Tony, I've made no bones about this. I miss Juan Soto and the Yankees. I wanted the Yankees to sign him.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to use the word butthurt, I'm butthurt that the Yankees didn't offer him the most money. And I said that at the time.
Right.
I haven't wavered in this. The reason he picked the Mets is for the most money. I wanted the Yankees to offer him the most
money. And they didn't.
And they didn't. So, yeah, I'm upset Juan Soto's not a Yankee. But I'm upset at the Yankees for not being the team to offer him the most money. I have lived in the skin of being a fan that spends the most money in town. You Met fans now are living in that skin. There is no shame in flaunting it. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Like, if I had tight glutes, I'd wear nice skin-tight jeans like Tiki, and I'd shake my ass and I'd show it off. You're a Met fan with the cash now. Embrace the fact that you could spend the most money. Don't act like that's not the reason you're signing, guys. Yankee fans didn't pretend that that wasn't the reason we had all these free agents. It's because we had the most money.
What was the Yankee offer again for Juan Soto?
Not enough. I don't remember.
Okay, but the difference...
I want to say it was like 600 and something. It was just under 700 million.
I thought it was like 760 million. Didn't they offer him that? Wasn't it very close to what the Mets offered? You guys are making it like it was $100 millions.
It wasn't $100 millions, but as proof with $100,000 being around here, it's about every dollar.
If you can't tell the guy's joking, I don't know what to tell you. He's kidding!
Behind every joke is some truth.
Does he probably want an extra $100,000 for cab fare or whatever? Uber
was he shot with that
pay,
answer to turn into George Carlin in his prime, or should he have just given his answer? He gave his honest answer.
16,760 was the number. 16 years, 760.
So it was the AAV.
Yeah, right. That's right.
It was the AAV that was the difference. Something. And by the way, the Mets bid is not 760. 665. It's not $5 million more, because that's how it gets reported.
Right.
When AI goes and scrapes the internet and gives you the answer... Oh, it's $5 million more of the Mets, but it's actually more like $50 million more. Probably more than that, given the bonuses and the perks that aren't included in these official offers that go out there. So, I mean, it was significantly more. And when you do AAV, it's a lot.
Yes.
So
that's it.
Money ain't a thing. JD. They probably won't perform that. Well, Jay-Z's not going to be anywhere near the All-Star game, I wouldn't assume. But JD's not going to perform that at the All-Star game. But Money Ain't a Thing is a good way to segue into the highest paid player in the league. Yes, the moment you've all been waiting for. My comments on Juan Soto. And it's funny, people get so irritated with me talking about Juan Soto. Let's hear last night's question. I think it was Laura Albanese. Shout out to Laura and SNY for putting this out there. Juan Soto was asked if he'd like to have made the All-Star team. Let's hear it.
Would you have liked to make the All-Star team?
What do you think?
I don't know. Some people want to take vacation.
I mean, I think it's a lot of money on the table if I make it.
Juan, my boy, Juan. The same way I told you early in the season, like, you gotta learn this New York media thing. Like, when they asked you about how pitchers were approaching you differently and you talked about Judge, and it's like, nah. You gotta learn to lie. You gotta learn to do what Jeter does, or what Jeter did, and what now Judge does. Like, Judge takes a beat. When they ask him something, Judge goes, and then he answers. But, like, Juan Soto, he's not diplomatic. He's got diplomatic immunity. My guy, he's the best, Juan Soto. He didn't say anything about, like, he could have been like,
you know, what do you think? Yeah, of course. We know you're a me guy. We know you've been to multiple All-Star games and you want to go. But, like, he should have said something about representing the Mets for the first time as an All-Star. That's how you win, Juan.
Yeah, because that $120,000, though, is really going to make a dent for him.
Oh, well, Rami got to it before I could get to it, right? Tongue-in-cheek or not, joking or not, being the richest player in the history of the game, the richest athlete, the largest contract, whatever, and mentioning, oh, there's a lot of money on the table. Yeah, it's a lot of money on the table for us little folks, for us people that, like, $100,000, like, that's a salary. That's actually a decent salary, $100,000. Like, to make $100,000 in a year, Juan, you can make that by being an All-Star. Like, that's no joking matter. Like, to even mention the money, though, it just shows how disconnected you are from reality. And it shows us again, which we already knew. That's why I said on brand. It wasn't about family. And I heard Morash talking about it today. And it brought me back to the press conference because I watched that press conference. I thought they were about to play "We Are Family." Family was the key word, the buzzword that Scott Boras gave to Juan Soto so that he would not say money. It's family, Juan. Juan, talk about your family. It was a family decision. The Mets made this a family culture and vibe where your family felt, what? Do not say anything. We know. We know you were always going to the highest bidder in the money. And what it is there's some butthurt Met fans that still can't just accept it. You are now what you always hated. You are now what you always pointed at the Yankees and said, they buy all their championships. They got all the good players. They get all the good players before us because they've got all the money. Just accept that you have the richest owner in the sport. Just accept that you got Juan Soto. It was a match made in baseball heaven. Because Juan Soto was always going to the highest bidder, and Steve Cohen was always going to be that highest bidder. 888-808-1019. He just told you again. It's not about winning with the Mets. It's not about building a dynasty with the Mets. It's not about what the Mets ballpark or the fans were like. It was always about who's the highest bidder, bro. And then some people are going to lobby and say, well, Keith, the Toronto Blue Jays supposedly offered him more, like he said in that podcast. He wasn't going to go to Canada. There's one guy that took the money in Canada. He was born in Canada, Vladdy. He wasn't going to go to Beantown. He was staying in New York. It was between the two franchises. And it wasn't a difference of $5 million. Y'all are going to keep that going forever. His whole family is in a suite where y'all want to make a big fuss about Michael Volpe, Anthony Volpe's dad, defending his son and his family name, being out in the wild in the regular seats with the regular people. That never's going to happen with Juan Soto's fam. They have their own suite for a decade and a half. And this guy had the audacity to say, yeah, there's a lot of money on the table if I would have made it. I'm glad you didn't make it. I'm glad you won't get that $100,000. Have Scott Boras and David Stearns write up $10,000 for every player of the month that you get. Too little, too late, homie. Should have figured it out in April and May. Should have figured it out when the voting started. Couldn't make the late push. But maybe if Ronald Acuna gets scratched, and they'll put Juan Soto in. But I'm like, this dude does not get it. It might take a while. He's young. It wasn't a well placed joke. So if people, he's kidding. He was joking. He was tongue in cheek. No, there's nothing to joke about. There's nothing to joke about, bro. This guy wants as much of Steve Cohen's money as he can get, and he's going to get it. He's going to opt out, and they're going to have to tick, tick, tick. They're going to have to tick that money up, the AAV up. He is here to make as much money as he can. It ain't about the Mets. It ain't about the Mets fans. It ain't about the culture and the family vibe and creating a dynasty and winning world. Please. It was always about, hey, I have this God-given ability and this talent, and I've worked to be this baseball player that is generational and a hitter, and blah, blah, blah. I'm getting the most money, and I'm thinking about every dollar. $100,000 to Juan Soto, it's not even like $100 to you and I. As I see people that were like, Keith, if you can make a bonus at your job, I mean, there's no built-in bonuses for performance here. I can rock great shows. I can rock 500 5-hour KM to AMs. I don't get paid more for that. I wish. And I don't fault the guy for being about his money. I don't fault the guy for being a me guy. What I fault is the Met fan that likes to tell us he loves being a Met. He chose the Mets over the Yankees. He chose the money. 888-808-1019. Mario's in Long Beach on the fan next. What's up, Mario?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? Good, great show as always.
Thanks. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, my pleasure. So it's very interesting with Soto. Everything you said is true, you know? And it makes me laugh because, like, in his interviews, I remember right after the World Series was over, I was going to go anywhere else, but now you said Soto, you put him on my mind, you know? And actually, they're a better team without him, you know? And people say you say that because he's gone. No, if you really step back, the problem with this is that I'm going to get into a real thing about where I think that the Yankees should go. The problem is if they have him, he plays right field. That moves Judge to center. And say they have Dominguez in right. That could be, now, first of all, that could be the worst fielding outfield in all of baseball, those three in those positions. Because Judge is only decent in center because he's 6'7 and 280. What do you expect him to do? He'll catch
Listen,
the ball. He's a good
also,
fielder.
Also, Mario,
fielder in right. Yeah.
We need a team. We need these guys to be bought in for the team and being Yankees and winning. And the me guy stuff only gets you so far. Like, you're right about the defense. Soto's a great hitter, but now we have multiple hitters. They made a pivot with that money. I'm telling you, and I've been saying this from the jump, Brian Cashman never wanted to tie up that much money into one player because he would never outlive that contract. He would retire and go out with that. And Juan Soto, when we talk about defense, he's got maybe another 4 to 5 years of a max of being out there in right field. And if David Stearns is still the president of baseball operations, he's going to be a DH sooner than that because David Stearns prioritizes defense.
Exactly, you know. And that's one of the reasons why I think, you know, a caller said this earlier. I know it sounds a little crazy, but if you really think about it, and you even said that yourself, in order to give something and get something, if you can get something really, really good, I would not take Dominguez over the table because Cody Bellinger is really, really good. And I didn't realize he's only 29. I mean, he is an all-star fielder and his hitting is very good. So, I mean,
and his dad was a Yankee. He knows what it means to be a Yankee. He wanted to be here. I think he's going to be around for a bit. I think Jazz too. I think they want to play with Judge. They want to play in this ballpark. They want to be a part of this Yankee universe.
And Keith, hear me out on this. If you move Judge is back in right field, he's an all-star in right field, right? And then you have Grisham in center, and you have Bellinger in left. That's one of the best fielding outfielders in baseball now. And you go from one of the worst.
And defense has to be a priority because that was the thing that you were mocked and laughed at in the offseason, and that was the whole thing here, right? That's why I was so mad about the DJ thing. I know DJ was coming along a little bit at the plate, but, like, we're doing the thing that we were supposed to not do. We were compromising the defense for what? So DJ LeMahieu, and they're done. And look at what you're getting now. Jazz and Volpe up the middle, and then even Peraza, who, like, the other night, Peraza cut in front of Volpe, and I'm like, they're doing the right things. They're doing the right things.
Exactly. And Dominguez, don't hand me this nonsense that they say, let Dominguez play center. He can't field. If the ball's over his head, he doesn't know what he's doing. I saw it a few times already. I played ball. It doesn't matter where you're playing. If the ball's hit over your head, if you're a good fielder, you know how to go back on the ball. He can't do it. Soto can't do it. You put them both in the same outfield, you're going to lose in the big games because you can't field the ball. Thanks for taking my call. I'll listen to your response, buddy.
Thanks for the call, Mario. Yeah, and it never materialized. We never saw it. We didn't even see it last year. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were so stuck on Verdugo last year. And there was this whole narrative that popped up these last couple weeks, too, about Verdugo is out of baseball. Profar comes back. They DFA him in Atlanta. And Verdugo was a guy that I literally heard Judge say, like, yeah, you know, I was watching that guy over there in Boston. Like, yeah, we got to get that guy over here. For what? I don't know. Whatever. Same thing with Rizzo. Like, Rizzo, Verdugo, and DJ are three guys that I think they had a little bit longer leash because of their relationship with the captain. That's done now. 888-808-1019. And yeah, like, yo, you guys can say whatever you want about, like, oh, Yankee fans are butthurt. Or like, nah, you guys are the ones that are acting hella weird. We're just going to keep getting more reminders. We're just going to keep getting more things. Juan Soto, that was not a well-placed joke, homie. You bringing up $100,000 is so tone-deaf and out of touch for us, you know, common folk. We're like, what? You have the largest contract. You make $100,000. Like, I talked about Volpe's contract in regards to Soto the other day. I think when I was on with Sal Licata at Fanatics Fest and then going into my show, Volpe makes $879,000. Juan Soto makes that per series. So for him to be talking, there's a lot of money left on the table. Like, it's almost like, bro, don't insult our intel. Like, you almost talking down to us. That's a lot of money for us. We know that's not a lot of money for you. You made $31 million with the Yankees last year, bro. Like, don't even make that joke. It should have been, yeah, I really wanted to go to the All-Star game with Lindor and Pete and Edwin. I really wanted to wear that Mets uniform in Atlanta, our division rival, like, for the first time as an All-Star with the Mets. But you don't look at the Mets like that. Even when he first came through, he's like, oh, I didn't realize the Mets had this many fans. You're a Met. They're your fans. They're your fans, bro. Lock in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Now, back to Soto. We know he was left off the National League All-Star roster. Asked about it after the game, I guess, in a way.
Would you have liked to make the All-Star team?
What do you think?
I don't know. Some people want to take vacation.
I mean, I think it's a lot of money on the table if I make it.
This guy,
I
mean, the money again.
Money?
Are we looking for that All-Star game little extra bonus,
That's
I guess.
That's got to be a joke.
A joke?
There's no way that he's disappointed he's not an All-Star because of the All-Star game check.
I don't know. That video was posted by SNY from the post-game gathering there.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's not real. I'm saying he's got to be joking.
I think he's definitely butthurt about it, though.
You know what? I guess so. I mean, some guys, it means a lot to some guys. To some guys that have done it a lot, they probably are thankful they don't have to go. But he is still young, and you know what? It means something, so good for him.
$75 million signing bonus and a salary of just under $47 million for this year.
Do you know what is the bonus?
I don't know. I'm not aware. I mean, I know that obviously guys get bonuses for or a share for World Series participants.
He's not tripping over that bonus. He's just salty he wasn't selected, especially after the month he's had.
Interesting, though, that he would bring the money up. You have to know that people are going to kind of roll their eyes.
Yeah, I think that's a little dry humor.
Contract. All right.
So,
good on him, then, if that's the case.
So, last year, each player got $15,000. I mean, give me a break. What are we talking about here? We're just making almost $1 billion.
It probably costs more than $15,000.
And if they win, the winning team of the All-Star Game shares a bonus pool. Last year, the winning team players received $20,000. So, I guess he stands to make $35,000.
But there might be a bonus in his contract. Also, in his contract with
the
Mets.
How much more are we paying the guy?
I didn't, you know what? I could probably find that for you.
I see that part, Eddie, but
it's $750 million.
I understand.
Wow.
There could be an additional $100,000 from the Mets, perhaps.
See here.
Okay. Yeah,
is this really any different, details? Jerry, than people asking for a free streaming service?
$100,000 for
that's
each.
That's very funny.
$100,000. $100,000 from the Mets for All-Stars. For All-Stars.
So, so then $135,000 he lost potentially.
That's
a lot of money, but to him it's not. It's just not. Not when you're making, what is it, $55 million this year or $54 million this year?
Well, the signing bonus was $75.
True.
And then it's $47, I think, and or $46 and change or $47.
Oh, no, I'm not even joking.
For this year.
Let's say that $135,000 was just put into his annual salary.
Would he even notice?
He wouldn't even know if it was
there or not.
You think
he's even checking his direct deposit?
I don't.
I'm guessing he's not.
I don't.
But that dude just swipes.
I do.
He's not even tripping.
Yeah. You're right, though. It's probably, you said,
it's all ego. This is all ego. He feels salty that he's been slighted, especially him getting out of the slump. So.
He wasn't slighted. He should have played better in April and May.
Got player of the month. He's the face
for
of the franchise.
Like April and May.
Some people alone, because of their celebrity and what they've been able to do, warrants them an automatic bid. It's happened in basketball and the Pro Bowl for years.
I am not saying that the game wouldn't be better and more star-studded with him there. All I'm saying is I kind of understand why he's not, why he didn't get...
I don't. Some people, because of who they are and what they do on their playing field, warrants them an automatic spot. And it is what it is.
Here's David and Glen Rock. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Jerry, man, come on. I mean, yes, I'm a Yankee fan. A little bit of sour grapes for sure. I wanted Soto back. I didn't want to pay him the money. But make no mistake, how you guys are trying to make him look good here.
Well, only me.
Kind of unbelievable.
It's only
this
me.
This guy was
you're right.
Totally about the money. 100% about the money when he said that. There was no joke there. That is what motivates him. Hey, but God bless. That's okay. Doesn't make him a bad person per se. It just makes me not want him on my team.
Fair enough, David. You're not wrong.
By the way, before you hit that next call, do you remember in the immediate aftermath of them losing Game 5 of the World Series, he was already talking
about free agency.
Yeah, and how
because they asked him that
all
question.
30 teams will get it.
Yes.
So there is something to that.
I know. It made a little more sense when you said the $100,000 bonus. When I'm looking at $15,000 or $20,000 for a guy that, as you said, got a bonus of $75 million, you wouldn't even know if he got that check.
No question. I agree.
Am I really taking this call?
Well, Al put it up, so.
Stephen Mayapak. What's up, Steve? Good morning.
I know you didn't want to take it. You're a loyal guy. I get it. But it's got to happen. You guys need a spot. You need the 2 o'clock spot.
No, we're not taking the 2 o'clock spot.
You need the 2 o'clock spot. I'm sorry. I know what you're going to say.
No.
I can't do it. You guys have loyalty, but
of course.
You guys are such a great listen. Like, I'm a contractor. I haven't even started my day. The customer is looking at me in my car like a jack off. And I
if you're late, do you
such
really
a great
have...
listen?
Well,
I appreciate the love.
Thank you, but we're not replacing Evan. We're not doing that. But thank you. It's nice words and a nice compliment. That was
they suck. Even though Jerry did say that he wish he can get a job, That starts a lot later so he can sleep more.
I said, for the first time in my life, I wish I had a job that wasn't as early as it is. And the sleep has become an issue.
And I said, ditto.
But I'm not replacing anybody, so no. But thank you, Steve. That was very nice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.